Good afternoon. Thank you very much for being here. I know there's other options, there's other presentations, there's the vendors room, there's lunchtime right now, so I really appreciate you being here to hear my presentation about the 1978 San Diego Padres. Well, when I submitted my presentation, people asked me, well, why the 1978 Padres? Well, let me tell you what was hot about the 1978 Padres. I came up with six things. What I thought was hot about the 1978 Padres. Number one, it was the first winning season in franchise history. Four Hall of Famers. Number two, four Hall of Famers were on that team. Dave Winfield, Gaylord Perry, Bally Fingers, and Ozzie Smith. Number three, totally unexpected. This was totally an unexpected winning season. The Padres were expected to have another losing season, 90-plus losses. This was a complete surprise, especially because of reason number four, the manager, their manager that season was fired during spring training. Well, how often does that happen? Number five, they had their own team playing. Purchased by the owner, had 60 first-class seats. One of the players described it as a flying limousine. And number six, they had the best fan, well, one of the best fans, but certainly the best mascot, the San Diego Chicken. Now, before I talk about 1978, let's hear about the years leading up to that. As you know, the Padres came into the major leagues as an expansion team in 1969, and their first five seasons, they finished last. They're last in the league in attendance, and they almost relocated to Washington. However, in 1974, things were about to get better because the McDonald's man came to town. The man with the hamburgers, the founder, Ray Kroc. His dream was to purchase the Chicago Cubs because that was his favorite team. He grew up in Chicago. He wanted the Cubs. He approached Wrigley two times about buying the Cubs. Wrigley wasn't interested in selling, so he settled for the San Diego Padres. Now, he probably didn't know what he was in for. Perhaps he expected instant results because the Padres, under the new ownership, lost their first six games of the 1974 season. In fact, they lost 13 of their first 16. Now, during that losing streak, you probably know the story, Ray Kroc at San Diego Stadium got on the PA system and he apologized to the city of San Diego for, as he said, having the worst damn team in the league. Well, that wasn't very popular with the players, but it sure was with the fans. The fans were very energized by Ray Kroc. The team lost 102 games, finished last in 1974. However, attendance started spiking. They drew over a million fans that season. In 1975, the team started improving. They won 71 games. They lost 91. Not great, but at least they finished out of last place. In 1976, they won two more games. So Ray Kroc knew he had a pretty good nucleus. You know, he had some good players. But he wanted results right away. He wanted that first winning season in franchise history as soon as he could. So in 1977, he opened up his pocketbook, and he signed a couple of free agents, including Rally Fingers. He also signed Gene Tennis because the Padres needed power in the worst way. They only hit 64 home runs in 1976. In addition, for more power, he made a trade. There was a trade with the Cleveland Indians bringing George Hendrick to town. So they had three very good players to go along with a pretty good core of all-stars. They had Randy Jones. Randy Jones won 20 games in 1975. In 1976, he won 22. He was the starter in the All-Star game that year. And in addition to that, he won the Cy Young Award. However, at the end of the 1976 season, he suffered an arm injury, which required surgery. He probably should have sat out in 1977, but he elected to pitch through an injury-filled year. And he was not the same. He was not the same pitcher that he was before the injury. He only won six games in 1977. They also had Dave Winfield, number one draft pick overall in 1973. Winfield with the Padres, he never spent a day in the minor leagues. He came right to the big leagues. He had talent. It took him a couple of years before it showed. 1977, that was his breakout season. Had a great year in 1977. And he was an all-star that year. They also had Butch Metzger. Remember him? That's a name from the past. He was co-rookie of the year, relief pitcher in 1976, co-rookie of the year. The feeling was with Metzger and Fingers in the bullpen, they were going to have quite a pitching staff, but that wouldn't be the case. Metzger proved to be a flash in the pan. He was gone during the middle of the 1976 season. He had a terrible season. In fact, the rest of his career was downhill. He was traded during that season, which pretty much sums up how 1977 went. In 1977, the Padres also had two rookie infielders, if you remember these guys, Mike Champion and Bill Allman, both middle infielders, second baseman and shortstop, both high draft picks, both expected to do well. They grew up in the minor leagues together through the Padres system. In 1976, they started for the Hawaii Islanders, who won the PCL championship. So there were high hopes for these guys. They thought the feeling was these guys would be the middle infield for many years to come. And the pressure was totally on these guys, especially after Joey Amalfitano. He was the infield coach with the Padres in 1977. He said, you know something? I played with two rookies when I was a player with the Cubs in 1965, Don Kessinger and Glenn Beckert. I think these two guys are ahead of their pace. Well, not quite. Mike Champion only hit 229 that season, and in addition to that, he showed no range at second base. He had absolutely couldn't cover ground at all. Bill Allman, on the other hand, he struck out 114 times in 1977. That was a record for most strikeouts by a shortstop. And in addition to that, he made 41 errors to lead the National League. Take a look at the 1977 Padres. This is their starting lineup. You see, there's a lot of power in that starting lineup. Your power was a sore spot in 1976. Certainly 1977, it wasn't. In 1976, the pitchers complained about not getting run support. Well, you had the opposite problem in 1977. The batters complained about not getting defensive and pitching support. The pitching was not good. It was the worst in the National League. They only had six completed games in an era where completed games were more common than today. That was a record, too. Randy Jones suffered through an injury-filled season, as I mentioned. Their number two starter, Brent Strom, sustained an injury in April. After he sustained an injury, he was out for the season, too. So an SOS went up to the front office, to the general manager, Buzzy Bivacy, SOS, please get us some starting pitching. So Buzzy Bivacy, he contacted every team in the league, and there was only one pitcher available. He was very disappointed to find out the only pitcher available was John DeAquisto, the only starting pitcher available. But DeAquisto, you might remember him, and during that time, he had a rocket arm. He could throw 98 miles per hour. The problem was he could strike out batters. The problem was he couldn't find the plate. He would walk as many batters in a season as innings pitched. However, the Padres, they felt they had no choice. I mean, something had to give here. So they went ahead with the trade, and DeAquisto became a Padre. Now, with the Padres struggling through the whole year, they got off to a slow start. They were struggling. After 48 games, the scapegoat became the manager, John McNamara. He was fired. Well, that was a move the front office didn't agree with, but, you know, Ray Kroc, you know, just do something. You know, don't question it, just do something. He decided he needed a new manager, and he felt he had the perfect manager in mind in Cubs coach Alvin Dark. Well, if you know anything about Alvin Dark, he wasn't exactly the most well-liked guy. Alvin Dark had success in Oakland, as you know, and he had success in San Francisco, and I guess a little success in Cleveland, and that's what Kroc probably saw. So in came, out went John McNamara, in came Alvin Dark. Alvin Dark took over. Oh boy, did he take over. Alvin Dark had believed that you didn't use the coaches. He was a one-man coaching staff. In addition to being the manager, he was the pitching coach, and he was the batting instructor, and he was the fielding coach, and he called every pitch from the dugout, which made the pitchers very upset. But meanwhile, things got off to a bad start with Dark, because one of the first things he did was he banned beer on the team flights. That was not a popular decision with the players, especially with third baseman Doug Rader, who was well-liked on the team, kind of the leader. He was the leader. He went to Dark and he told him how he felt. So what Dark did in response is he sent him to the Toronto Blue Jays, sold him to the Blue Jays. With all the problems the Padres were having with fielding, with pitching, now they didn't have a third baseman. The 1977 season was a total washout for the Padres. They had high expectations going into the season. This would be the first year they'd have a winning season, and then they would be a contender in 1978 and 79 and thereafter. However, they finished with 69 wins and 93 losses. Team morale was terribly low on the team. The players hated being there. They hated going to the ballpark. You know, they disliked the manager. No less than 10 players requested to be traded. Well, one writer talked to one of the players, he said, if 10 players request to be traded, that's got to be exaggerated. And the player said, if anything, it's an under-exaggeration. Also, at the end of the season, one other thing, George Hendrick, the outfielder, after the last game of the season, he went into the manager's office and he told them, I hope I don't play another game for you ever again. However, 1978, since he had a two-year contract, Alvin Dark would be back. Now, it was clear the Padres had a lot of needs after the 1977 season. Going into 1978, they needed better infielders. They needed a good defensive catcher who could handle the pitchers. They needed starting pitching in the worst way. So what does Ray Kroc do? He signs an outfielder, Oscar Gamble. Now that was the Padres, if there's one thing they had, it was a good outfield. They already had players like Jerry Turner and Merv Rettman who were complaining about lack of playing time. Now they had to worry about Oscar Gamble. Now, one of the reasons they obtained Oscar Gamble was because, believe it or not, Dave Winfield was on the trading block. In fact, Winfield was actually traded for Greg Nettles. However, Nettles in New York, he vetoed the trade. So the trade never went through. The ironic part about that is eventually Winfield would end up with the Yankees. And, of course, Nettles would end up here in San Diego. One trade they did make, another trade before the season, was they obtained Gaylord Perry. They sent a left-handed relief pitcher, Dave Tomlin, and they also paid $125,000 in cash for Gaylord Perry. Now, some people thought, well, you know, the guy's 39 years old. How's he going to help this team? On the other hand, the Padres were so desperate for starting pitching that any starter was a good starter. And as you know, of course, Gaylord Perry would have a tremendous year in 1978, which we'll get to later. One of the very few pluses in 1977 was the June amateur draft. The Padres in the fourth round selected a California collegiate shortstop named Ozzie Smith. Well, Ozzie Smith, there was never a question about his fielding. However, they were a little bit worried about his lack of experience because he had, in 1977, he had only played 68 games in short season A-ball. Not only that, there was a question about his hitting. Well, could Ozzie Smith, with lack of experience, is he ready to hit major league pitching? Could he even hit 200? With most teams, Smith probably would have spent another team in the minors or another season in the minors. However, with a team like the Padres, he was promoted to starting shortstop in 1978. Well, spring training came in 1978. The players were unhappy. Alvin Dark was there. One day, Ballard Smith, we heard from this morning, team president, he went into the clubhouse and he saw Coach Don Williams sitting in the clubhouse all alone. Ballard Smith said, "Hey, Don, why are you out here? You know, why are you in the clubhouse when the team's out there practicing right now and they're going through infield practice and you're the infield coach, so why are you in here?" And Williams replied, "Well, I don't know. You know, Dark told me that he didn't really need me, so I came into the locker room." Well, that was the last straw for Alvin Dark. He was fired. Now, this was right before the season. The starting of the season was just around the corner. And the Padres, they obviously, because it was too late to hire a manager from outside, they had to promote within. The guy they promoted was someone Alvin Dark wanted to fire, the pitching coach, Roger Craig. Now, Roger Craig, the first thing he did is he got the players together and he said, "Guess what, guys? I'm going to lift the band on beer on team flights." So that made the players happy. Number two is he appointed Dave Winfield as team captain, the first captain of the Padres, first captain ever of the San Diego Padres. Well, Winfield, his first act was to get the whole team together. He had a clubhouse meeting, players only, and he told the players, "Hey, you know, we didn't like the previous manager. Roger Craig's a nice guy. Let's hustle for him. Let's work hard for him." Now, the 1978 Padres, this is their starting lineup on opening day in San Francisco. You'll see here you got four outfielders in the starting lineup because Gene Richards was moved to first base in order to make room for Oscar Gamble. But Gene Richards proved to be a liability. I mean, he wasn't a first baseman. He was an outfielder. And after he made 3 errors in one game, the Padres decided they better make some changes. So Gene Tennis went to first base. Rick Sweet, a rookie catcher, took over behind the plate. Gene Richards went to the outfield. That meant that Oscar Gamble and George Hendrick had the platoon. That made them both unhappy. The turmoil that the Padres experienced in 1977 trickled into the 1978 season. They had a terrible start. They lost 9 of their first 11 games. They were in Atlanta one day losing to the Braves when, after an inning, Daryl Thomas, the new second baseman, berated rookie shortstop Ossie Smith in the clubhouse. In the dugout in front of the whole team. He said to him, "You made me look bad in the field on that play, you know, blah, 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 all that stuff." Roger Craig stepped in the middle of the two of them, and he talked to Daryl Thomas. He said, "You know, why don't you calm down?" And Daryl Thomas was like, "Don't you ever step in front of me again." So just when things were calming down, Gene Tennis, he spoke out. You know, he threw a tantrum after he was lifted for a pinch hitter in a bunt situation. Then Ray Kroc was at it again. I told you about 1974. Well, 1978, he told a reporter, he said that, "I have nothing but a team of idiots. They're going to have another losing season. You know, these guys are terrible. I buy them a plane. I do this for them, good contracts, and they still can't win." And he said, "Gene Tennis hasn't done a thing for us since I signed him. I only have four players that are worth a darn: Ozzie Smith, Daryl Thomas, Gaylord Perry, and Randy Jones." Well, that didn't make the players very happy. But just when they thought things might cool down, Randy Jones complained that there were too many bad attitudes on the team. He said, "10 to be exact." Bill Allman said, "Well, I don't know if there's that many, but there's plenty of bad apples in this barrel here." The two spoke at a team meeting the next day. They apologized. They had all these team meetings. They had plenty of turmoil. But little did anybody know that all this stuff was bringing the team together. One day, the team was playing in St. Louis. Roger Craig watched Cardinals pitcher Eric Rasmussen throw. Before a game, he was warming up, and he decided, "Boy, I'd like to have a pitcher like that on my staff." His wish came true. They traded George Hendrick for Eric Rasmussen. To fill out the rest of the team, they needed a second baseman badly. They tried three guys. They weren't working out. They claimed Fernando Gonzalez off of waivers from the Pirates. He was average at best, but he was good enough to fit in for one season. The team began to gel in late June. They put together a nice winning streak. Dave Winfield and Raleigh Fingers are both having excellent seasons and would be all-stars. On July 4th, when they beat the Giants, suddenly this team was 41-40 at the season's halfway point. So that surprised a lot of people. The All-Star game that year was in San Diego. Dave Winfield and Raleigh Fingers were members. They both played in the game. They both played well. Fingers pitched 2 shutout innings. Winfield got a hit and scored a run. After the All-Star game, Roger Craig took Dave Winfield aside and he said, "Dave, you know, last year you went to the All-Star game 1977. You know, after the season you faded. You know, this year I'm telling you now, the All-Star game's over. I'm counting on you to have a good season, a good second half," and Winfield came through. In fact, the whole team did well in the second half. Gaylord Perry went 12-2 and won the Cy Young Award. He won 21 games. Eric Rasmussen won 8 consecutive games. John DeAquisto was the biggest surprise in the league. They moved him to the bullpen. He struck out 104 batters in 93 innings and only walked 56. He improved a ton. Raleigh Fingers won the Fireman. Gene Richards and Dave Winfield both did very well. They carried the hitting attack. Both finished in the top 10 in hitting. Ozzie Smith proved that he could hit major league pitching. He hit .258, batted second in the order, and he was, as you know, the wizard in the field. The Padres won 10 in a row in late July. That set the foundation for a winning season. San Diego was the place to be for the Padres fans. They enjoyed their first winning season, cheering for a team that finally was a winner. They drew that year, the Padres drew 1.6 million, then a record attendance for them. On September 26th, the Padres beat the Giants for their 82nd win of the season. They clinched their first winning season in team history. After the game, Roger Craig gave Ray Kroc, he gave him the starting lineup cards. He gave him the baseball that was in play when the last out was made. All a good memento for a winning season. Thank you very much. A little Q&A here. Any questions? There we go.
Can you tell us a little bit about how the hooked up with the chicken?
Oh, I don't know. I really don't know. I know he was there in 1977. I think that was his first year. That's the first year I remember him. I know he got fired because he worked for a radio station. He got fired before the 1978 season. He was offered by Ten Turner to come to Atlanta and be a Hawk. However, Ray Kroc or someone saved him from going to Atlanta. So I'm not sure. Yes, sir.
I was there at least in 72.
Was he?
I was there in 73. So mm-hmm. First, that was the second season. Mm-hmm. Long story about how I got hired. Started in the upper deck, and after a couple of years, I let him down to the ground. Mm-hmm. There's a real love-hate relationship with Jim mm-hmm. Millis, the chicken mm-hmm. thing. But yeah, that's the two of the first year there.
Question back here.
He started from a local radio station.
Yeah, right.
And
yeah.
The only reason he got the job was he fit the costume.
I remember he came to Chicago in 1978 when the Padres were playing the Cubs, and that was at the game. He was a big hit, huge hit with the fans.
Started out as the KGB chicken.
Yeah, I remember that.
Then he started doing
yeah.
the Padres.
Yeah.
And then he was still a chicken since those minor league games mm-hmm. promotion for kids.
Is that right?
Yeah, anybody else aware of that?
Question back here.
One of the things that gets said about the San Diego Padres is that one of the challenges to being consistent winners is that life is just crazy in San Diego. And I guess you see any truth to that?
I don't think they really had talent. I don't think the organization was very good. I think that had more to do with it. And before Ray Kroc came, they didn't have money. They used to have to sell players like Fred Norman. Remember him? They sold him to the Reds because they had to make payroll.
I've never heard that story before about Winfield being traded for Nettles. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I heard it. You know where I heard it from? I heard it from Howard Cosell. I remember him talking on Monday Night Baseball saying, yeah, they had the trade all worked out, Winfield for Nettles, and Nettles vetoed the trade. He was in the league long enough where he had that veto power. You know what? I have no idea. I have no idea why you'd want a guy like Winfield on the trading block.
You know they can't sign him.
That could be.
The money was the big concern. That's why Ozzie Smith got traded. He was demanding more money than he gets. Mm-hmm.
Well, I know one thing about Winfield was he went into the 1977 season playing out his option, and he had such a great start that they signed him right before the All-Star break.
I would imagine Nettles would have had a big contract, though.
True, no doubt, no doubt.
You mentioned the team chasing that winning record towards the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
It was a tragic event that happened that September, that PSA plane went down. That was about last week of the season also.
Mm-hmm.
How did that impact the team slightly with it? You were thinking about those in the last few days.
You know, I came across that in my research, and when I was researching for this presentation, I'm a little bit unsure. I'm not quite sure. I know that was a very eventful summer in San Diego because, if I'm not mistaken, wasn't that the year that the Clippers came to town? Or I should say the Buffalo Braves officially made the move here, the NBA team, which didn't work out, of course. Anything else? Okay, thank you.